It was the Quillmans' first Christmas in Zambia, and nothing about it looked familiar. No lights, no stores, no rush. Just the red dirt roads stretching deep into the bush and the small village of Shibinga, where they had been leading Thursday Bible studies for only 2 months. From the beginning, they sensed a hunger in this place, a desire to understand God's word for themselves. That's why they had worked to raise money for Bibles in Tonga and Losi. 50 had been purchased so far, and the villagers treasured them, holding them as though they were pure gold. The Thursday before Christmas, the Quillmans planned something simple, a Christmas meal after Bible study. Typically, they had about 50 adults and as many children, so they prepared food for a generous crowd, around 300 people. As they pulled into the village that morning, they noticed something unusual. Shibinga was buzzing. People were arriving early, a rarity in a culture where Zambian time often stretched an hour or more. More arrived. Then more. By early afternoon, over 300 children and nearly 250 adults surrounded the small wooden structure the team had built, originally meant to hold only 125. The Quillmans exchanged glances. It felt like the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 unfolding right in front of them. They gathered their leaders and prayed, not only for enough food, but for God to reach the hearts of those who had never heard the gospel. The Bible study began with joyful singing, including the children's special songs. Then, the Christmas story was told, not starting from Bethlehem, but in Genesis, where the need for a savior first began. As the message unfolded, the crowd leaned in, listening as though hearing the story for the very first time. When the invitation was given, people stepped forward, slowly at first, then many more. For 2 hours, the team prayed with villagers seeking salvation. Some had come for a meal, but they encountered something far greater, the bread of life. By nightfall, after arduous cooking, every person had eaten. But more importantly, many had met Jesus. And as Shibinga continues to respond, one question naturally rises. If God is working this powerfully in a remote village in Zambia, what might He want to do in your life?